The Neo-Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie. At the radio, the voice of the speaker is, let's try a metaphor, the key which opens the ear, blocked by the blandness of a dim. I don't know if you see what I mean, probably not. Maybe it is more understanding to say. The voice is the open door of a room invaded by the hubbub of noise pollution. I'm not sure that it is better, so let's be simple. The voice as a radio is important. I noticed that a nice voice must be clear and clean, like the dynamous water of Aquadine, deeper and dense, like a report of the working committee, smooth and velvety, like a mezzo-soprano of the Auroville choir, spicy and tasty, like a masala pizza from Tanto. In short, not too much down, not too much up, not too much shaking, and not too much broken. And for the speech, we need to be careful, not to mumble, because the mouth will not be open enough, the syllable will be unable to escape properly, and every sound will blend together stupidly to create a symphonic bouillabaisse. Also, not to speak quickly. It will be a sign of nervousness and lack of self-confidence, or that we have fluency disorder, or that we are a garrulous person. But we can argue that we try to break the record of one of the faster hip-hop rapper Eminem with the 230120, broke this old record with the faster rap Godzilla containing 330 syllables, 229 words in 30 seconds, which equals 9.6 syllables per second. In fact, it seems that the best is to talk slowly and methodically with a firm voice. It is the official and only way to be attractive, but not too slowly. We may be perceived as boring. And to be boring is the worst thing. It is like to eat idli without chutney. Horrible, shocking, scandalous. Except if we have decided to talk only in Mandarin, one form of the Chinese language, who is the slowest language in the world, with a rate as low as 5.80 syllables per second, following closely by German. So maybe some people would like to advise Aurovillians of German origin, in order to speed their speech tempo and to be less boring, to go to the language lab to learn Japanese. Because Japanese is the faster spoken language in the world, with 7.84 syllables per second, or to learn Spanish with 7.82 syllables per second. Big mistake with this advice, because researchers calculate the information density for the syllable. And you know what? Ben, for example, the speedy Spanish syllable convey small quantity of information. In contrast, Mandarin or German syllables contain a much larger quantity of info. Aha! Excellent, bravo! You will exclaim if you are a German pro-Mandarin. Big, big mistake again. Because the upshot of this search is that Japanese Spanish and Mandarin German convey information to listeners at about the same rate. And in fact, all languages, and there are 7,000 languages in the world, transmit information at 39 bytes per second. Yes, all language, 39 bytes per second. But it's up to us if we want to speak slowly, less than 110 words spoken per minute, or to speak conversational between 120 and 150 words per minute. For info, to have a comparative idea, Steve Woodmore, a British comedian, was able to articulate 637 words per minute, a speed 4 times faster than the average person. The proof? This chronic has been made with 650 words, and it took for me more than 5 or 6 minutes. C'est dingue, non? Amazing. See you next time, next Friday, at 10:30 in live, or a Horrorville Side by Podcast. Bye bye, ciao.